Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Surprise.
Oh.
Unexpected.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it really
exactly.
did.
Todd versus Kelly. Survey says 1 in 5 people met their future spouse while doing this. Surprised it was this many. 1 in 5 people met their future spouse while doing this. I'm trying to think if there's a hint I could give you. Nah. Let me see where your guesses go first, then I'll give you a hint if you need one. But Todd, it's still behind on the big board by 2 points.
Okay.
And you get to go first. 1 in 5 people say they met their future spouse while doing this. Oh, I thought of a good hint, but I'm going to let you guess a couple times first.
Okay. How about while working out?
Oh, God!
Whoa.
Did you just stub your toe or something?
No, but that's probably
you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, good.
No. Dude, look at that. Kelly perked right back up.
Okay.
Yeah. Back from the dead. It was like a corpse coming out of the casket.
Okay. Then I say while working.
While working. Good guess. No. Nope. I would say chances are you weren't working out or working while doing this.
I'm going to go the opposite of working. I'm going to go on vacation.
Oh, that's it.
Yes!
Oh, he's making it happen.
I think Todd just leapt out of his casket.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. So 1 point behind on the big board. Yeah, 1 in 5. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's so hot.
Because
it's so hot.
Oh.
Right? If you're single, I mean, I've been on a single like girls trip before. I mean, imagine. You're on a single boys trip, and you go meet someone. That's awesome, right?
Okay. Now I know what Kelly's looking up.
Right. Flights right now. She's looking for deals. Spring break.
I'm just
where
ask
are they?
Todd, what the deals are? See you later.
Where are the spring breakers right now?
It's like
track them down.
It's like what is it? Bachelor in Paradise or
something?
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it makes sense. I think when you're in vacation mode, you're a much better version of yourself. You know, and you're open to whatever. You're more laid back. You're not like focused on. Well, if I go on a date, then I want to do this and this and this. And you just meet someone. And I think, you know, your guard's down maybe. And well, you know, what's funny is I had that fantasy, this story from high school when I went on the cruise with my orchestra group and I wanted to meet the guy.
Oh, yeah. And you did
and
a magic
I, like,
trick
got
for
stranded.
Him.
Oh, God. It's the most pathetic story.
It's not. It just is so sad.
But that's what I mean.
Well, it's just, not pathetic.
Well, I was like, you know, I hadn't really acknowledged that I was gay, but I was really into this cute guy who was wearing a tank top on the cruise. It was like to the Bahamas or something. And I was there to play the trumpet in my orchestra group. And I had my magic tricks with me. This is
where were
this
they? They
sounds
were in your fanny
like
pack.
A joke. I don't think I had a fanny pack.
Oh, okay. I
think
thought
I
they
had
were your
I, you know, it was cargo pants.
Oh.
Even worse.
Multiple
so, yeah.
worse.
Multiple pockets.
Yeah. Right. Cargo pants are really just a pants with sewn on fanny packs.
Yes, exactly.
Right. It's a bunch of fanny packs.
Your fanny pack pants.
So I saw the guy on the cruise, and I noticed him during the safety boat.
When they go through
the
procedure,
whatever boat,
the lifeboat,
you know, drill. And
drill.
And so I saw him, and I was like, "Ooh, who's that?" And then I saw him again, and then I saw him again, and eventually I was like,
it's
"You know what? I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go show him a magic trick." That was like my icebreaker, you know?
Yeah.
So I showed him a trick and he liked it. And then the dinner bell thing rang and I was terrified of not being, because it was a high school trip. So that was like when they took attendance, made sure they hadn't lost the kids, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I got to go. But I'll be back here, you know, on this deck after if you want to see another trick. It's so pathetic.
This is your dialogue with him?
Yes.
You want to see a magic
so
trick?
Yes.
You meet me back here.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be like sunset magic, but like magic tricks. Like, you know. After dinner, I remember I tried escargot, snails, for the first time ever.
That's what I did too on a cruise ship.
Yeah, because they have that stuff, and it's like, why not? You know,
right?
Because that's what you want is food poisoning on a boat. You know? So I tried it and I liked it, and then I was like, oh, okay, you know, so then, okay,
things are working. Looking,
let me grab my deck of cards, go back to the deck 3 or whatever it was, and And yeah,
did he show up?
No lifeboat boy.
Oh.
No.
Could have been one in five vacation spouses.
You and Tim need to recreate, and then Tim will be there waiting for you.
And then we'll go to the bow of the boat, like in Titanic.
Yeah.
We're the queens of the world!